The Health Minister has called out the Hepatitis Foundation over extravagant expenses and gross mismanagement, saying it's unacceptable. The regulator, Charities Services, completed its investigation into the foundation more than a year ago, but the findings have been kept secret until RNZ revealed them today. The lead investigator recommended the findings be published on the Charities Services website, but the regulator chose not to. The foundation's received millions of taxpayer dollars through the Health Ministry. Our political reporter Jo Moyer has the latest.
The Hepatitis Foundation spent more than $128,000 on travel for its board chairperson, Chris Cunningham, in just over 2 years, and paid for lavish dinners at top Auckland restaurants. It also could not account for thousands of dollars of credit card expenses. But the man who set up the foundation is appalled by the board chairperson's behaviour and the time it's taken for an investigation to be made public. It was Sandy Milnes' complaint that led to a 2-year investigation by the Charities Services.
I'm ashamed that so-called health professionals should be party to this use of public money, and in my view they've been neglecting patients.
He says in its early years he ran the foundation on the smell of an oily rag.
I made the money stretch, and then I see that this guy spent $13,500 on one trip at fairs, and one trip he didn't need to go to anyway. I am incensed, actually.
Health Minister David Clark says the extravagant expenses uncovered by an investigation into the foundation were concerning.
Well, I think what was shown in the investigations was unacceptable. I think all involved have accepted that. And I'm pleased to see that people are learning the lessons and are going to do things differently in the future.
Mr Clark wouldn't say whether Mr Cunningham should resign, suggesting that question was better directed at the ministry. But the regulator Charity Services is satisfied the foundation has strengthened its governance and tightened its spending policies, so it didn't refer the charity for deregistration. The former chief executive, John Hornell, left the foundation in 2015 after 18 years, 13 as chief executive. Mr Hornell attended the dinners in question. He says he always felt uncomfortable about them, but never refused to go. He described them as being extravagant events at fancy restaurants, costing thousands of dollars. Mr Hornell says the regulator has massively let down taxpayers, and in particular, the hepatitis community.
The hepatitis B and the hepatitis C community has been let down badly because of this. They should have known well before this. They should have known where the money that was received from the ministry to the Hepatitis Foundation for their care, where it went, or some of it went, and they didn't. They've only heard snippets throughout the last 4 or 5 years.
So does he think the report is an accurate account of what went on?
No, I don't. I think it underplays exactly what the situation was. I think the report doesn't justify why a certain person, i.e. the chair board, was travelling all over the globe, not just to conferences, but to other meetings where he actually didn't have to. He could have easily have done it through the internet, through Skype or FaceTime.
As for Professor Cunningham, Mr Hornell has a message for him too.
It's a bit of a cop-out, and I think if Chris Cunningham has got any manner, he would resign as chairman of the board, given his behaviour over the last few years.
Professor Cunningham didn't respond to calls from RNZ, and the Hepatitis Foundation declined to be interviewed. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Jo Moyer.